Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberator. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something I'm really excited about, Gulffront condos on Longboat Key, Florida. David, you know this market inside and out. What makes Longboat Key such a special place for people looking at waterfront real estate?
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, Longboat Key is really one of the crown jewels of the Gulf Coast. It's this barrier island off the coast of Sarasota, and what makes it so special is that you get that pristine Gulf of Mexico waterfront, but you're also close enough to Sarasota for all the amenities and culture. The beaches here are just stunning. White sand, crystal clear water, and when you're looking at Gulf Front condos specifically, you're getting direct access to all of that.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about the property itself, it's about the whole lifestyle, right? Like you're getting the beach community vibe, but you're not totally isolated?
Exactly, that's the sweet spot. You've got restaurants, shopping, cultural events in Sarasota just a short drive away, but your backyard is literally the Gulf. And here's the thing that really gets people, the sunsets. The west-facing Gulf Front views are absolutely incredible. We're talking about that golden hour every single day.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When someone's looking at Gulf Front condos there, what are they actually getting? Like, what does that investment look like in terms of what's available right now?
So you've got a range of options. There are older, more established buildings that have character and sometimes more affordable price points. Then you've got newer, more modern constructions with updated amenities. Think fitness centers, pools, concierge services. Most of these buildings have direct beach access, which is huge. And the condos themselves range from one bedrooms all the way up to 3, 4, even 5 bedroom units. It really depends on what you're looking for and your budget. But the common thread is that direct Gulf access and those views.
Right. So you're not just buying a condo, you're buying a lifestyle. What about the investment side of things? Are these properties that appreciate, or is it more about the experience?
Both, actually. Longboat Key has been really stable in terms of property values. It's a desirable location, and Gulf Front property is always going to hold value because, you know, they're not making any more waterfront. Plus, there's strong rental potential if you want to do that. A lot of people buy these as second homes or investments and rent them out seasonally. The Gulf Coast market has shown good appreciation over time, especially in a location as sought after as Longboat Key.
That's smart. So you could actually have it both ways. Enjoy it yourself in the off season and generate income when you're not using it. What about the community aspect? Is this a place where people really build relationships with their neighbors, or is it more transient?
It's a mix, honestly. You've got year-round residents who are deeply invested in the community, and then you've got seasonal folks and investors. But the nice thing about Longboat Key is there's a real sense of place. It's not overdeveloped. There are regulations that keep it exclusive and residential. So even though people come and go, there's this consistent community feel. The beaches bring people together. The restaurants are gathering spots. It's the kind of place where you can really make a life.
I love that. So if someone's listening right now and they're thinking about taking the plunge on a Gulf Front condo in Longboat Key, what's your advice? Like, what should they be thinking about before they make that move?
First, think about what you actually want to use it for. Is this a primary residence, a vacation home, or an investment? That changes the equation. Second, understand the market. Work with someone who knows Longboat Key specifically. Prices and availability change, and you want to be in the right building. Third, think about the long term. Gulf Front property is an emotional purchase, but it's also a financial one. And finally, don't just look at the property itself. Visit at different times of year, talk to current residents, get a feel for the community. Because you're not just buying real estate, you're buying into a lifestyle.
That's really solid advice. David, this has been fantastic. I think anyone listening who's even remotely interested in Gulf Coast living now has a much better sense of what Longboat Key is all about. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about Longboat Key. It's a special place. Anyone who wants to learn more or explore what's available out there, I'm always happy to help.
Perfect. Well, that's it for this episode of My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberator. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.